蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。朋友，你喜欢读书吗？当然，我所说的读书呢，并不是上学，而是阅读书籍，各类的书籍。那像李诺呢，一直以来呢，都是比较喜欢去读一些小说呀、传记呀，或者一些跟历史相关的书籍。可以说呢，读的比较杂吧，因为我特别喜欢了解过去发生的一些事情。但是那些非常精彩的小说，我也是非常喜欢的。因为通常一本好的小说，一本好的文学作品呢，它其中包含很多的哲理也好，或者是让人引发思考的问题点，其实这些都是非常的有教育意义的。那同时呢，我们也能够透过这些文学作品呢，认识到作者他有什么样的人生阅历，以及他自己的文字底蕴，包括他的人生观啊、价值观等等的。那我在想，一个好的作者，他能够传递出来的信念，实在是能够影响很多人的。所以包括现在来说呢，一旦我了解到某一个电视或者电影作品呢，是由一本不错的小说改编而成的，我都很有兴趣去看。因为通常小说改编的电影呢，那些人物的特点呢，包括整个的逻辑性啊，以及情节啊，都是非常的精彩的。所以我也是觉得非常的生动。那作为基督徒呢，除了要读圣经以外，还有其他许多的属灵书籍，包括查经的书籍啊，还有做见证的书籍啊，等等一系列的。其实这些都是让我们能够更进一步的，或者说从多个方面去认识到神，认识到上帝的真理。那我也在想，在基督教、基督信仰这个范畴里面，小说呢，应该也是一个非常受人欢迎的一类的书籍。为什么呢？因为通常属灵的小说呢，它能够把圣经的真理呢融入到一个个非常生动的人物形象或者是一些的故事当中去，透过这些深入浅出的处理方法呢，让人更加能够明白，或者是让人更容易的去明白上帝的真道、上帝的话语。当然想要写一本属灵的小说实在是不容易的，因为这完全不是像其他的小说那样的天马行空，就是单靠想象就可以了。一定是有一个原则呢，就是持守在圣经的真道上，就是无论这个小说的情节怎样的发展，人物怎么去塑造，它一定是围绕着圣经的核心救恩啊，或者是上帝的真理为基础的。所以呢，通常能够写出属灵相关的、基督信仰相关的小说的这样的作家呢，李诺都是非常的佩服的。因为从他们的作品当中就能够感受到基督信仰已经深入到他们的生命，甚至是已经活化在他们的生命当中了。这就好像一个真正的好老师呢，他不是照本宣科的去给学生们讲课，而是把所有的知识呢通过自己的消化理解融入到自己的头脑当中，结合自己的一些经历以及一些实际的现象等等呢，把知识呢传递给学生们，这样学生们呢就能够更容易、更直接的去掌握他们要学习的知识了。在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯呢就要跟我们分享一个小说作者的故事。在他的生命当中呢，可以说是经历了坎坷，但是呢，他一生的成就也是非常大的。虽然他是透过文字、通过小说的形式来跟人分享福音，但他的作品呢，实实在在的成为了很多人的影响和帮助。这位小说作者呢，就是约翰本人。
John Bunyan began his life very poor. His parents could barely send him to school. In 1644, his mother died, and in 2 months, his father married again. That marriage apparently caused division between father and son, so Bunyan spent the following 3 years as a soldier. After finding freedom in Christ, he became a pastor, but was sent to jail because it was illegal in England at the time to be a Baptist. But from his prison cell, he wrote a remarkable allegory about a man named Christian making a pilgrimage to the celestial city. And nearly 340 years later, Pilgrim's Progress still pointing readers to Jesus.
约翰本人从小家境贫穷，因此他的父母无力供他上学。1644年，他的母亲去世，两个月后，他的父亲再娶，这使得他跟父亲的关系疏远，所以他入伍当了三年兵。信主之后呢，约翰做了牧师，但是却被逮捕坐牢，因为参加浸信会在当时的英国是犯法的。不过他在监狱里写出了一本脍炙人口的寓言故事，说的是一个名叫基督徒的人前往天城的旅程。经过了340年，到今天，这本天路历程仍然引领着众多读者来靠近耶稣。
Now, you know, this book, Pilgrim's Progress, holds a unique place in the history of English literature. It is the second most read book in English after the Bible. It has touched a chord with readers for 4 centuries, and it's one of the best-selling books of all time. It remains appreciated and beloved by many.And it's been translated into more than 100 languages.
众所周知，《天路历程》这本书在英国文学历史上占有独特的地位。它是除了圣经之外最多人读的书。4个世纪以来，它一直位居畅销排行榜上，而且触动了许多读者的心灵。很多人喜欢这本书，现在已经被翻译成100多种语言。
Let me tell you a little bit about Bunyan and his times. He lived...in a turbulent time period known in English history as the Restoration. The regicide of Charles I took place in 1649. Bunyan was only 21 years old, and in the ensuing political upheaval, Oliver Cromwell, a Puritan military officer, established a temporary military rule that was called the Protectorate, and it lasted from 1653 to 1658. Cromwell was a believer.And he wanted the Christian faith to grow in his country. But his dictatorship was unpopular, for he introduced laws based on Puritan beliefs. They were called blue laws, which prohibited swearing, singing, theater performances, and many social activities. Businesses needed to be closed on Sundays. And following this period of legalism, Charles II returned from a self-imposed exile in France and assumed the monarchy and reinstated theater attendance,and many previously prohibited activities. It was kind of a prohibition, like known in the United States in earlier years.
让我来介绍一下约翰本人和他身处的时代。当时正是英国历史上称为王政复辟时期，社会经历了许多动荡。先是英王乔治一世于1649年被杀，那时约翰本人21岁。清教徒将军奥利弗·克伦威尔接着建立了摄政时期的政权，从1653年持续到1658年。克伦威尔是基督徒，他想让基督教在英国茁壮起来，但是人民并不欢迎他那种独裁手段。他根据清教徒的信念制定了法律，称为蓝色法，例如禁止发誓、禁止歌唱表演、禁止戏剧演出和其他一些社交活动。星期天也不准做生意等等。经过这个律法主义阶段之后，流亡法国的查理二世回到英格兰，复辟登基，撤销了先前的许多禁令。那些禁令跟美国早期很类似。
Cromwell's era of restraint was then followed by a period of unrestrained indulgence. Puritans were somewhat understandably unpopular, and during this social climate, Bunyan lived, wrote, and was a Baptist preacher.Partly as a result of his unpopular religious views, and also for preaching without a license, he was arrested in 1660, and he went to jail for 12 years. And it's believed that much of Pilgrim's Progress was written during his imprisonment.
克伦威尔时期有许多禁令，但王政复辟之后却没有禁令任意放纵，因此清教徒成了不受欢迎的一群人，而约翰本人就生活在这个时期。 他写作并担任浸信会的牧师。1660年，由于信仰观点不为当局所接纳，也由于没有领取执照就传道，约翰本人被逮捕，监禁了12年。一般相信他在监狱中完成了天路历程大部分的内容。
Although most people know Bunyan only for this famous allegory, he actually authored many books, and he apparently had a pastor's heart and felt that certain heresies abounding in his day, as well as important biblical teachings, needed to be addressed in his own town of Bedford. And what better way to do it than through a story?
虽然很多人只知道约翰本人写了《天路历程》，但其实他还写了很多书。他有副牧者心肠，看到当时身处的城镇贝德福特有许多异端出现，想到必须教导重要的圣经真理，无疑的通过说故事的方式可以达到最好的效果。
His goal in writing the work, it seems, was more personal than public, but his decision to share it with others has blessed countless others over the centuries. In fact, the book has become so popular that some years later, he was prompted to write the second part of Pilgrim's Progress. And this work tells what became of Pilgrim's wife and children who were left behind when Pilgrim went off in his journey toward the Celestial City.
他的写作目的看来是比较个人化的，并非想公开。但是他选择出版的这个决定呢，使得几百年间的许多人都得到益处。事实上，这书出版后太受欢迎了，以致几年后他又写了《天路历程》第二部，叙述了天路客基督徒离家追寻天城之后，他的妻子和孩子发生了什么事。
Bunyan was born in 1628, died in 1688. He wrote voluminously, and in fact authored more than 60 books, many of which he wrote in prison. Most of Bunyan's imprisonment was spent simply writing or in ministering to fellow prisoners. He was allowed only 2 books in his possession while in jail, the Bible and Fox's Book of Martyrs.Those who have read and appreciated Pilgrim's Progress can't deny Bunyan's dependence on Scripture in the development of his theme and characters.
约翰本人生于1628年，死于1688年。他的著作丰富，超过60本书，其中有不少是在监狱里写成的。本人在监狱里的时间大多用来写作，或是服侍其他囚犯。在监狱里，他身边只可以有2本书，他带了圣经和福克斯殉道者名录。读过又欣赏天路历程的人都认同本人的人物塑造与情节主题都完全取材自圣经。
The great preacher Charles Spurgeon, 19th century, read Pilgrim's Progress twice a year for over 50 years, and I think that speaks to the spiritual depth that Spurgeon found in it. Spurgeon once said of Bunyan, if you cut him, he would bleed the Bible.
19世纪的著名布道家斯布珍每年都读2遍《天路历程》，50年如一日。我想这就是他能从中汲取属灵深度的原因。斯布珍曾这样评论本人，说，如果你砍伤他，他流的血会是圣经。
The allegorical depth of Bunyan's work is almost impossible to grasp without a knowledge of the Bible, yet its general plot and the purpose...can be understood by even the youngest child. Bunyan filled his work with literally hundreds of allusions from all over the Bible, from the Psalms to Isaiah to Revelation. And because of the generous incorporation of Scripture, Pilgrim's Progress is a means of learning the Scripture, a form of training in righteousness, faith, redemption, reconciliation, justification, sanctification. This extraordinary book,addresses such questions as how a person grows spiritually, the natures of heaven and hell, and the roles of angels, demons, and spiritual welfare in the lives of believers. You can't go wrong in reading Pilgrim's Progress.
对圣经没有认识的人几乎读不懂约翰本人预言里的深意，但是故事中一般的情节呢，又连小孩子都能明白。他大量的采用了整本圣经里的各种暗喻，从诗篇以赛亚书到启示录都有，也因为书中加入了大量的圣经经文，天路历程成了学习圣经的好教材，一个很好的形式来教导公义与信心、救赎、和好、称义、成圣等等真理。这本了不起的书里提出了一些问题，例如 人的灵性如何成长，天堂与地狱的本质，天使与魔鬼的角色，信徒生命中的属灵征战等等。读《天路历程》就不会走错路。
I've felt fire from above. I've been down to the river. I ain't the same, a prodigal return. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God.I've worn shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven. Yes, I have. I'm not going back. I'll never be the same. That's why I sing. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. There's a kind of thing that just breaks a man.Break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. This Lord, then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing. All my hope is in.
John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress emphasizes both the simplicity of the gospel as well as the costliness of grace. And the main character in Pilgrim's Progress is first introduced to the reader as graceless, but then is renamed Christian after his burden of sin falls away at the cross. This story recounts his awareness of sin, the impediments that hinder this pilgrim's journey to the cross, salvation.And the impediments and struggles that he encounters along his walk through the world. The plot follows Christian through times of action, as well as through periods of contemplation. He experiences trials, stresses, and failures, along with periods of refreshment and restoration.
约翰本人所写的《天路历程》强调简单的福音与昂贵的恩典。书中的主人公本来名叫无恩典，但是当他在十字架前卸下罪的重担之后呢，就改名为基督徒。故事说到他如何意识到自己的罪，这罪阻碍他到十字架前领受救恩。故事也说到他如何经历各种障碍、各种挣扎。情节随着基督徒行动的顺序和思想的不同阶段而发展，他经历过试炼、压力与失败。同时也有更新与恢复的时候。
His journey parallels every believer's spiritual life. We too enjoy times of growth and action, don't we? But typically these result from times of testing and struggle and reflection. And as Christian, the main character illustrates, sometimes the journey is characterized by success and growth, and at other times by discouragement, regression, failure, and even despair. Along with Christian, every one of us who reads Pilgrim's Progress learns much about the friends and enemies of truth and the nature of Christian fellowship.
主人公的历程正与每一个基督徒属灵生命的历程相对应。我们也同样在行动中享受成长的喜乐，不是吗？但是也必须有受测试、挣扎与反思的时候，才能有成长的果子。正如主人公基督徒所示范的，旅程中有时有成功与进步，有时有沮丧、退步、失败，甚至失望。我们在读天路历程的时候，也就随着主人公一起学习有关朋友与敌人的真理，以及基督徒彼此交流的本质。
Well, Bunyan employs rich descriptions, he's a master at creating his characters, and the numerous debates and dialogues, yet I believe Christian's fallibility to be one of the reasons why people relate so well to this story. He's an unlikely hero because of his many missteps. He falls prey to somebody called Wise Man,loses the parchment roll, that's the scriptures, falls into the net of flattery, leads another character astray through his vain confidence. This is not exactly what we would expect of a great hero. Yet that is part of the beauty of John Bunyan's great story. Christian, the main character, but not its hero. For you see, that role belongs exclusively to Christ, who saves both Christian's life and his soul.And he is used to show that the most ordinary person is made extraordinary by pursuing God's purposes.
约翰本人能运用丰富的经文，他也懂得塑造人物性格，写出许多精彩的辩论与对话。然而，我想为什么这个故事能引发那么多人的共鸣，是因为主人公基督徒很容易犯错，一点儿也不像个英雄。他跌进了自称聪明人的陷阱。遗失了羊皮卷，就是圣经；掉进了献媚的网罗，凭虚假的信心把另一个人带到了错误的路上。这些并不是我们所期待的英雄会做的事，但这正是约翰本人的故事最动人之处。这位基督徒是主人公，但不是英雄，因为真正的英雄非耶稣莫属。他救了基督徒的性命和灵魂，他也经常显明一件事，就是只要跟随神，再平凡的人也能成为不平凡。
So the power of this story is its encouraging truth that we may achieve not by our own power but by Christ Jesus in us.
所以说天路历程的故事能够激励人心，就在于它揭示了一个真理，我们能成功是因神的能力，不是因自己的能力。
There is a joy in the journey. There's a light we can love on the way. There is a wonder and wildness to life and freedom for those who obey. And all those who seek it shall find it.A pardon for all who believe. Hope for the hopeless and sight for the blind. Forget not the hope that's before you, and never stop counting the cost. Remember the hopelessness when you were lost. There is a joy in the journey. There's a light
我想尽管朋友你没有读过《天路历程》这一本书呢，随着查尔斯的分享介绍呢，大概也能够了解到这是一本怎样的书。如果朋友你有兴趣的话呢，可以去找来拜读一下，也许它就能够在你的生活，在你的人生道路上给你一些提醒，一些指引，甚至是启发。我们真的是要透过约翰本人 他自己的故事，以及他所写的这本《天路历程》这本书所要表达的内容，领悟到我们人的能力真的是有限的，人是有血有肉的，同时人也是软弱的。我们在面对各样的情况的时候呢，我们往往呢不能做到最好的反应，是因为人是有罪的，那个罪性呢其实在我们里面给我们带来很大的影响。 所以亲爱的朋友，我们一定要明白到，在神的面前呢，我们需要承认自己的软弱和卑微，但是同时呢，我们也要来到神的面前，向神来支取这个恩典和力量。神是愿意给我们的，只要我们向他求，就像他在圣经当中所说的，叩门就给他开门，寻找就寻见，这句话是对我们每一个人说的。 所以朋友，不论你现在正在遭遇着什么，你面对的怎样的困难，李诺都邀请你能够来到神的面前，寻求他的帮助。当我们真诚的愿意接受耶稣基督成为我们生命的救主，他就开始介入我们的生命，引领我们走向更丰盛的生命。
And all those who seek it shall find it, a pardon for all who and sight for the blind. To all who've been born of the Spirit and who share incarnation with Him, who belong to eternity, stranded in time and weary of struggling with sin, forget not the hope that's before you, and never stop counting the cost.
欢迎来信跟李诺分享和探讨。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是 1322-9966-122， 短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢您收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。
There is a wonder